But what they haven't told you is the consequences and a choice you're going to have to make in order to be wealthy, be rich, to be amongst the stars. You get that, right? And to be in the limelight and to walk the red carpet. You haven't told you half the things, not even a pinch, a notion of the things that you're going to have to do if you're willing to be in that limelight of stardom. You have no idea. Now, some of you guys think you know, and the sad part about it, a lot of you think that you can play the game so well that you can make the money. When they get ready to ask you to join and to accept these oaths, you're going to jump out. Listen, you're playing with the devil, man. Satan ain't going to have that. See, when you come into the devil's square, that's the masonry. That's why I call it the devil's square. When you get ready to cross over, you can't play with Satan like that, because he already knows. If you know who Satan is and you believe in him, you're not going to even knock on his door. Because he knows that you know the consequences, that the Most High most likely is going to be with you, because you can't partake with both tables. But you got folks out there, especially the young crowd, that they think they got so much swagger that they can take both sides, and they get caught up. You know, I mean, I just want to do it for the artistic of it. That's what they say, right? I'm just going to show my art. Then I'm getting out. Satan knows how you think, because you're coming in his territory with no light. And when you come in his territory with no light, he knows the Lord is not with you. So he has a chance to do whatever he wants to you. That was a brother that almost drowned in, I think, 2006 or 2007. I put it on Facebook for you brothers and sisters to gravitate to, and I know only a handful looked at it, right? And the reason I said that, because there was something interesting that the brother saw when he was on the other side. And how he described things lets me know that the brother was on the other side. See, it wasn't so much of this beautiful light that everybody talks about. He came back and da-da-da-da-da. What he described is exactly how the darkness is. When you, your soul, you're going to be introduced to Satan. So the brother saw two, what he thought was life, was two pillows. And it was two stones of light, which was lit to light up Satan's territory. And the thing that how he described Satan was really the Baphomet. But see, his brother had no idea he was describing the Baphomet. He said he had a head like a horn and a real king-like face. Well, that's the Baphomet. We've been telling you forever that the Baphomet is nobody but Satan. He plays both parts, male and female. You see this, right? So nevertheless, the brother describes Satan sitting on a top of nothing but gold coins, which is wealth. See, that's what Satan. Satan is about wealth. That's why when you pray to Satan, he doesn't wait an eternity to make you rich. He makes you rich for night. The Lord don't work that way, because you're not put on this earth to be rich. You're put on this earth and in captivity in Americas to realize the things that you didn't do what the Father asked of you, which is follow his law, statute, and commandments. And you still don't understand it. No matter how many times we break it down, I even put it in a song, and you still don't get it. And those are those folks who are not going to get it and who's not meant to get it. And so we're not trying to get you to get it, because we know the Lord is not with you. You get this. So having said that, Satan gives you all of this glory and all this music and all this talent and all this money. And why does he do that? Because once he knows he gives you some glory, he got you. Now, at the same time, after he gets you in his web, here come the rituals. All we want you to do, brother, you're part of a game. The police have, this is how they break it to you. The police have their crew. The government has their crew. The CIA has their crew. The Bloods and Crips have their crew. And we got our crew. We want to know that we can count on you. So every now and then, we want to see you put your hands in the pyramid. That's just let the brothers know that you're down with us. Also want you to throw it to goat every now and then. And that doesn't change the hand signs here and there, right? You agree to that? He said, shit, ain't no big deal. Okay. They said, let's see what he said. He said, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, brother, we also want to tell you, come to the party tonight, because we got some more stuff to see. You see that? And once they get you in that room, they're going to tell you, don't you ever tell the secrets. Ever. And they can tell you some hard stories about people who told secrets before you and what happened before you. You'll see this, right? So now you're kind of nervous, like, damn, what have I got into? That's just the beginning. Now, brother, you at this level right now. We want to put you in the $10, $20 million club because we think you have potential to be like Kanye. Are you willing to go that extra mile? Okay, I'm cool. Come to the party tonight. That's the Pandora box. In that party, sometimes the only person going to be there is you. It may not be a big party. The party that you saw before, you thought was flamboyant. But now the party is you. About five, six people in costumes or five, six people you don't even see. But you're the main leader. Why? Because they're going to bust you in your mind. Okay? It is what it is. So, a lot of folks have no idea about crossing over with masonry, getting to the music industry, to getting to pictures, to getting on a certain level. Okay? It is what it is. We're not here to try to win you over. We're not here to try to make you believe what we say is true, what we're doing, and hoping that you jump on the bandwagon. I could care less. We have done so many shows and so many films, and every time we do, they come out and tell them they stuff. We don't have to keep proving these. To show you that Quincy Jones done bumped every black man that has been in Hollywood to make a living, to get their start up. We don't have to necessarily prove anything because they've proven it themselves. It's been shown every day, you see. So it is what it is. So today's show is called What the Boule Equals Black Hollywood. Time is up. The description: they have lied to us all when it comes to living well, being educated, having talent, having wealth. What they didn't tell us or tell you is that in order to have any of those things, one has to sell their souls, perform black magic with children, etc. Now the chickens are coming home to roost. Here's the kicker. Watch the demonic fools ask for help in supporting their cause, because now they see full circle that the elite has them marked as numerology, equal Satan's will. Now run, tell that. So, we don't have the audacity to basically get on here and feed the folks nonsense and hopefully that you understand and make you feel better about yourself. It is what it is. Okay? We're not going to sit here and play devil's advocate. And you know, since I've been telling folks these things, and since my denial of three contracts, folks have been always, well, who said what? Who said, how you know? Prove it, you know. It is what it is. So, the show is wide open. We want to let folks know that in order to get into that world, you're going to be a part of the boule. It's going to be over you, whether you want to believe it or not. It's been proven over and over, and when they give you the truth and give you the understanding of what you have to do, and if you do not do what they're told you to do, you're going to have consequences, just like Cat Williams. Now, Cat Williams asked for forgiveness. They'll let him back in, but he's going to go through some rituals in order for them to trust him again. That's the way it rolls. It is what it is, right? So, I see some guy. I'm seeing my chat room. I just started looking at my chat room. Some cat believed that he knows the boule or whatever. Okay, brother. Let's see what's on your mind. You're on the Yashella Radio Show. Speak.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, my name's Lorna. I'm coming from the Philadelphia area. I just wanted to chime in because I fully disagree with a lot of what you're saying. And Honestly, I know you said it once before that you don't have to prove any of this, but honestly, let's be real. When you say something that's real, factual, you can prove it. There's evidence to prove it. But what you're saying, you haven't proved, but you've given examples of things that have absolutely nothing to do with it and try to make a connection with the things that really, there is no connection. Like, you, like in the chat room alone, there's been statements about how Satan was given a gift of music. So, what does that have to do with black musicians?
What's your point? I'm trying to get to what exactly you're saying that's not true.
All of it. I'm going to say that all of this is just a lot of hatred and misguidedness. And a lot of it hasn't just recently happened. It hasn't happened since,
but how is it hatred when it's proven? How is it hatred when it's proven that they cross over and they do it? They prove it that they cross over. They put it in commercials. They put it in Super Bowls. That they cross over in order to make a statement, as well as they get ready to do a sacrifice, as well as they did Whitney Houston, Left Eye, all the rest of them. Are you in the industry?
First, okay.
Are you in the industry? Are you in the industry?
As a person, me, what I do has nothing to do with...
No. It has a lot to do with it, because evidently, you're working for the powers that be.
You're
taking it personal. You're taking it too personal, honey.
It's not my lifestyle.
Why are you taking it so personal?
You don't know me. I don't know you. I'm not going to implicate...
Listen, you don't run the show. This is Josh Allen Radio.
Listen, let me introduce myself again. My name is Lorna. I'm 21 years old.
You don't have no idea of what you're talking about. You're just one of them people who want to be a star. You have no idea about the industry.
Are you
21
serious?
Years old, you're
I'm
talking
in
piss
school
and
for
medical.
Nursing. I came across
what
the radio
are you talking about? You're going to school for nursing. You haven't even lived. You don't even know what the hell's going on. You're talking piss and vinegar, young girl. I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt, but you don't know nothing about the industry. You don't know nothing about the industry. You're sucking on somebody's dick.
I know plenty about the industry.
You don't know a damn thing about the industry.
Excuse me, sir. You just bombarded me with a whole bunch of
how many contracts you've been ordered? You came on the show and bombed what we say. At 21 years old, you don't have a clue, girl. What are you talking about? You know the industry. What the hell are you talking about? Kanye, Jay-Z fan going to nursing, and you're going for something. Hopefully you may get a job.
I'm sorry, but I have not yet
once
spoke on what my genre of music is, what my taste in music or my taste in fashion is. Feel as though you know me as an individual, like, I don't understand. Like,
what are you talking about? You came on the show and told me that you know everything about what's going on in the industry. You have no idea
facts.
What you're talking about.
I called in to give facts and to see your response.
What facts you have? What, you ain't dropping nothing.
Can I tell you a fact? Because you're cutting me off.
You need to hurry up because you ain't running the show, girlfriend. You got 1 minute.
You said
tell
I was
me
running
something.
The show. I called in.
Tell me something.
To understand why are you personally making this show about why black people in the Hollywood industry are somewhat masons or devils or demons or worshippers of some kind of idol just because they become famous and successful with their gifts and talents.
Listen, that doesn't happen, right? What I'm just saying, that's just speculation because that really don't happen. It's just true talent. That's all it's about, right?
You said what?
It's just about talent, right? It ain't got nothing to do with masonry, black magic, selling sorcery, nothing that. It's just about talent, right?
What I'm saying, when people
yes
like
or
yourself.
No. Is it about talent or is it about devil worshiping? Yes or no. It ain't what I'm saying. It's a yes or no question. Is it about talent or is it about devil worshiping?
People in Hollywood are
good
in Hollywood.
Night.
And they
good night.